Interracial Erotica for Women, an arousing collection of sexual adventures of hot women, cuckold husbands, and massive black men. Written by Melanie Landish. Narrated by Alexandra Kohler.
Pleasure in the Darkness. Pamela sighed as her fiancé kissed and licked around her big nipples. She could feel the wetness between her thighs. God, she wanted him inside her, but she had vowed to wait until they were married, and not for the first time since they had met, she considered breaking that vow. Pamela was a typical, spoiled little Southern belle. She had attended only the most exclusive private schools and had just graduated fourth in her class from Princeton. It was at Princeton that she had her first and only sexual experience. She had been seduced by one of her professors, a snobbish, uptight older man whom she had foolishly thought she had loved. He had slobbered all over her big breasts as he took her virginity, and he ejaculated inside his condom minutes after penetrating her vagina. It had hurt, and not been the least bit enjoyable. But she had loved him. Days later, she had caught him with another student, and she had fled crying from his office. She had vowed never to have sex again until the I do's had been said between her and a man she was sure loved her and wasn't just after her body. Michael tried to unbutton her blouse further down past her navel. He had kissed down her belly to her navel when she stopped him.
"Only two more days,"
she told him as she stared at him seductively. "Then? This body's all yours." And what a body. Michael had never seen as perfect a figure as his future wife had. He had been waiting with her parents when Pamela had returned from college. Michael Winfield Scott, a descendant of the general by the same name, had been set up to meet Pamela by their parents. He hadn't been thrilled with the idea of an arranged date, but had given in when he had been shown a picture of the beautiful young woman. Michael had felt his penis stir in his pants the moment she had walked into the room. Pamela had been angry with her parents at first, since she was just getting over the professor, but she had conceded to have dinner with the dashing young med student. He had quickly charmed her, and she had agreed to another date. They had been dating 8 months when he asked her to marry him. Michael could swear that his penis hurt when she stopped him.
"Come on, honey. You can't leave me like this," he said despairingly as he stood up to show her his bulge. "I know you started taking the pill, so..."
"I want it too, but it's only 2 days, honey," she said. "Then you get to be the first person to put his bare penis inside me."
Michael knew about the professor and how the experience had hurt her so much. Pamela suddenly had a naughty thought and said,
"Wait here."
She ran to the bathroom, put a glob of Vaseline on her hand, and returned to her fiancé. He was still standing there with a curious look on his face when she sat down facing his crotch. Pamela looked up at Michael seductively as she slowly unzipped his shorts with her empty hand. Michael couldn't believe it. Pamela was going to give him a blowjob. He had dreamed about this all year. Some of Michael's cruder friends had told him she had DSL, dick-sucking lips, when they had first seen her. He watched his fiancé take out his penis and begin stroking it with her Vaseline-covered hand. He was disappointed when he realized all she was doing was jacking him off, but he started enjoying the sensations. Anyway, this was a step in the right direction. Pamela found jacking off Michael to be disgusting, but she had never gotten this close of a look at a penis before. She had briefly seen the professor's penis, nearly hidden by his paunch, and she hadn't been all that impressed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?